Thunder Bay, students from grades 4 to 12 had their projects on display at Confederation College on Thursday for the Northwestern Ontario Regional Science Fair. Rebecca Cross, a co-chair for the event, noted the passion of all students, which was clear in their projects. "The beauty of a science project is it's of a student's own personal interest," Cross said. "We have a wide variety of projects here. It's really neat when you get to talk to the students and find out what they're interested in. When a student is doing a project based on something of their own interest, they're really passionate about it and will take it to the next step, which is really, really neat. They're so enthusiastic talking about it." Students from across the region entered science projects. Of the 850 submissions, 167 are being showcased at the science fair. Judges will then select winners from the beginner fair category for the grade 4 to 6 students. 6 students will be chosen to compete at the National Science Fair being held in Ottawa in early June. The fair's first winner, Bob Auld, who tied for first place during the inaugural Northwestern Ontario Regional Science Fair in 1964, was also in attendance. "I think it encourages children to investigate further different concepts that they've learned in their science classes," Auld said. "And to show them that they have a potential future in some aspect of a deeper level of science than they've been involved before. Even if they don't go on into science, they can take what they have been taught in the class to apply it in their life around them." Old's prize was a $100 scholarship to Lakehead University that he shared with the other first place winner 60 years ago. 2 students described why they wanted to participate this year. Via Kemble and Jenny Wu are both in grade 10 at St. Ignatius. "It was Kemble's first time at the fair. I was kind of nervous, but I was really excited to be here because I get to talk about what I'm passionate about." Her project focuses on how pollutants affect whale calls in salt water. She is deeply passionate about the environment, especially about whales and dolphins. Wu said she will be very excited if she is chosen to go to Ottawa. "I think it'd be really cool, actually. Obviously, going to the Canada-wide science fair is a really good opportunity. It's people from all over Canada, and that just means obviously people recognize the work that you've done and believe you have a chance against others. I think it really shows a lot for the hard work that everyone has done on their projects," Kemble said.